Hello and welcome to Glitchy Switch, the podcast all about what it feels like discovering you have ADHD as an adult. My name is Martin and I believe that no one deserves to live in shame in a world not designed for them. So in each episode, I'll pick off the kind of questions that go through your mind on the journey from curiosity to diagnosis. Whether you're on your own journey or supporting someone who is, I hope my own experiences might just help you. I know what it's like to have a busy life and a busy mind, so each episode lasts about as long as a cup of coffee, so you can easily fit it in and enjoy without draining too much energy. I am excited this time to talk to you about one of the questions that you have been wrestling with. I asked before if you would, you know, hit me up with things that you wanted to hear about, whether there was something that I'd experienced that I thought I might be able to help with, maybe something that you just want to kick around and just get another perspective on. Always so glad to hear from people. And if there's anything I can do to, I guess, shed a bit of light on something or help you through something that you're working out for yourself, then that really is where my reward comes from for doing these podcasts. And whilst it's fine talking about my own experience, I'd always hoped we'd be talking about things that were on your mind, so we can work through these things together and actually my own horizons broaden as well. Before we go on, I should say, if you have something you'd like to chat about, please do drop me a line at glitchyswitchpodcast@gmail.com or glitchyswitchpodcast on Instagram. I would just be so delighted to hear from you. Anyway, today, we're back on to the topic of identity, which we talked about the other week in the wake of my diagnosis and about how I came to terms with having this sort of new side to my, I guess, personality. Now, for me, diagnosis felt like a huge relief because I didn't have a strong sense of who I really was in a way that didn't make me feel ashamed, which actually sounds even sadder than I thought now I say it out loud. For me, it was a route to self-acceptance that I've been seeking for at least 4 decades. But what if you already have a strong sense of self and you accept yourself already? Now, the question that you posed to me was, you know, despite formal diagnosis with severe ADHD, I still don't really believe it because I think it's just me. So where does me start and ADHD take over? My personality is no longer. Instead, it's just ADHD symptoms. And that actually made me feel a little bit sad. A little bit sad because it sounded like the person was really kind of wrestling something. But also it made me feel a little bit sad because perhaps I've not been thoughtful enough about other people's feelings when I've kind of been waxing lyrical about my own sort of openness and all of that kind of stuff. I'll kind of touch on that a little bit in a minute. But let's dig into it a little further. Now, as you've probably worked out, I'm not a psychiatrist or medically trained. So how I'm going to approach your question is to try and see if between us we can work out a bit of a kind of reframing that might just help. I hope it's useful anyway, and I would love to hear your feedback on how I've picked up this topic with you and certainly all the topics, hopefully, that we'll go through afterwards. Anyway, if I'm reading you right, for you, diagnosis was actually a destabilizing experience because you knew yourself well and now you were being handed an extra label that somehow you felt sort of obligated to make part of yourself in some specific way. Because the things that I think you always understood to be the very essence of you overlapped a lot with what you heard in the ADHD diagnosis, it feels like you has largely been replaced with ADHD traits. And if I've understood you correctly, and again, please do correct me by reply, if I haven't, that makes you feel like you is just the bits that are left over after ADHD has grabbed a hold of your identity. As I touched on before, I actually think all the openness possibly doesn't help. If you're feeling a little bit like this, having waxed lyrical in earlier episodes about the joys of being open, I can see now how people like me must have made you feel uncomfortable, which is an important learning point for me. So for that, I thank you already. And I will genuinely try to be a little bit more tactful, I think, going forward. From where I sit, this is really all about what outcome you're looking for from diagnosis. So for me, I needed a thing to provide answers and help me to accept myself. So, you know, me shouting it from the rooftops was part of that experience. I think we also get encouraged these days in the media and in society to be more open about our mental health and all that, to normalize it, which is objectively a good thing kind of in the round and at a societal level. But I can see how that could feel like, you know, you're being reduced to a condition where there's so much richness and colour to you that people love you for. But for you, it may have been something else that led you to get diagnosed. And so the first thing I would say is, if you don't want to make ADHD overtly part of your identity, then don't. You were you before your diagnosis. And as an ADHD person, you will have had, I'm absolutely confidently sure, a dazzling combination of things, which means that you can do things in a way that other people just can't. I strongly believe that, and I'm sure if we were looking at each other now, I would be absolutely feeling that with you. You are still you now, with all of those things still about you. It just so happens there's a collective name for some of the traits, which can be helpful if you're trying to manage them a little bit better. If you can, I wouldn't think about yourself any differently and not give it another thought if you don't want to. If you don't want to wear the badge, then just don't wear it. In that sense, it's no different to any other thing you'd get medical help for. If you have an aching back, and go and see a chiropractor or a physio, based on what they diagnose, they'll give you specific exercises to help ease it. I would just use it, if it suits you better, more like a bit of a shortcut to people and advice that's genuinely going to help you. In purely practical terms, it gives you a common ground with like a whole community of other people who will understand you in a way that neurotypical people won't, right? For me, I discovered that the last firm I worked for had a great neurodiversity community on a Slack group, and I found that an absolutely massive relief. As I was getting used to the idea and wondering about, you know, different things, I could ask them things and I could talk really openly about things that I was feeling. And for once, I never felt I needed to mask in any way. And that was a massive, massive relief. You know, even when I was having a bad day, I remember going onto the Slack group one day, and I can't even remember what it was that had upset me, but I just went on there and said, I'm having a really, really bad day from an RSD perspective. You know, this has happened and I'm kind of feeling like this. And it was just an unbelievably safe space. And they knew what to say. It wasn't just kind of generic, oh, forget about it, which people would say, oh, they don't mean it. Oh, you're overthinking it. Oh, toughen up. Oh, you know, all of those kind of things that people who don't understand say. You go to those people and they know absolutely how you feel, and they know absolutely how it feels if you just get told, you know, pull yourself together, oh, it doesn't matter, and all of that kind of stuff. Because it really, really matters, things like that, in the moment for you, right? It really, really matters. You can even say to those people, by the way, that you aren't sort of open about it, and so to be discreet, and people will understand of that, I am absolutely sure. I mean, maybe that's not for you, and, you know, that's fine too, of course, right? The other thing you can do anonymously is just use it as some useful insights if there are traits that make your life difficult and you're looking for some tips on how you tackle things. If it helps in that sense, your ADHD is nothing more really than a way of refining what you search for in Google at the end of the day. You know, just put, I don't know, time management for ADHD people and bang, you'll get a much more, you know, specific thing, you know, relative to the common traits. There are all sorts of apps, loads and loads of books. I'm rapidly trying to work my way through them all, but give me a good few years. And podcasts. Yes, others do exist, but, you know, you're listening to me now, so don't go and look for them just yet. But they will talk to you far more specifically just because you know what to look for and nobody else needs to know at all. So if I go back to your original question, you begin and end with you still and always will do. Being ADHD doesn't change that. As I mentioned in an earlier podcast, not everyone even bothers to get diagnosed, even though they suspect it. All that's different is that you've got more insight into how you work at a fundamental level. And actually, my best reframe for you is that that's just plain useful. You know, see it as a usefulness thing. Anyway, thank you so much for sending in that question. You sent it to me privately. So when you listen back to this, if you think I've got you wrong or anything like that, please ping me back. We can always talk about it some more or address it another day. But part of me doing this podcast was to find people like you who could help me become a better person and more understanding of general. Even thinking about this question when you messaged me was massive for me. You trusted me with this, and let alone recording this episode. So I hope I provided some food for thought. And yeah, I'm just so grateful of all the people that you trusted with this question and this concern. I was the lucky person. Anyway, next time, I'm going to talk a little bit about some things I learned when I went into therapy. I'm only going to give you one clue. It involves an acronym. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. You can get in touch via glitchyswitchpodcast@gmail.com with your thoughts and suggestions of things you'd like to hear about. You can also follow me on @glitchyswitchpodcast on Instagram for more on ADHD life and to find out what's coming next.